Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his other disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who was to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off and make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gather up all the crumbs." Are you, crumbs? Are you kidding, crumbs? What does he want with crumbs? This is what Jesus wants with the crumbs. You can do a lot of good stuff with just the crumbs. Anyway, I had the afternoon off, and I went to Winthrop to do a little fly fishing, and I got to the shoreline, and when I got out of the car, I saw that there were fish busting all over the place. So the first thing I did before I went to fly and got fishing is I called my friend Jack, who just lives up the street. Jack is a professional fly tyer and a fisherman. He's a very good fly fisherman, and he would appreciate this call. So he came and he joined me, and we were fishing, and I had a fish on, and I guess I got a little too excited, and I broke him off. So I said, "Well, that's all right. I'll just get another fly and put it on and get back to fishing again." And so I checked my vest, and I left all my flies at home. I left the box at home. And so I had nothing. I was just staring in the blue yonder, and my friend said, "What's the matter?" I said, "That was my last fly. I left all my flies at home." And remember, he's a fly tyer, so he says, "Oh, no, I have one for you." So he took out his fly box and opened them up, and there was so many flies stuffed in the box that one of them fell on the ground. So I picked it up, and he said, "Keep it. Just use that one." So I looked at it, and it was used. It was all mangled up. There was feathers missing. There was dry seaweed on it. But I put it on, and I used it. And I have to tell you, I had a really terrific day. I caught a lot of fish. And if my friend wasn't there, and wasn't a great fly tyer, I probably wouldn't have had the day I had. Now, let's say at the end of the day, you ask my friend Jack, "What did you do today that was exceptional? What great thing did you accomplish? What did you do something? What special thing did you do today?" He would probably not admit that he gave me one of his junky used flies. Now, he'd probably tell you that he wrote another chapter in his book, or he did a gift box for one of his customers and sent it out. Maybe he paid his rent. But if you rephrase the question, if you asked him, "What did you do with the crumbs that fell from your table? What did you do with your extra and your abundance?" He would have said, "I really made somebody happy today." And that's why God loves the crumbs. You know, there was a Syrophoenician woman who had a daughter that was possessed by a demon, and she was desperate, and so she went to Jesus and asked that he would help her. And Jesus said to her, it's not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs. And the woman said, I'll take the scraps. The kids don't eat everything off the plate. They don't eat lima beans. They don't eat kale. I'll take that. The kids, they take their plate and they throw it underneath the table where the dog is sitting, waiting. I'll take the crumbs. Jesus loved that answer, because you can do a lot with the crumbs. There's a story in the gospel of a poor, very poor man named Lazarus. And all he wanted was a couple of scraps that fell from the rich man's table. That's all he wanted. Well, he never got it. I don't know why, or maybe the rich man didn't see him, or maybe he was too busy. Anyway, the rich man died, and he wanted to send a message to his five brothers that were still alive on earth. And this is the message. Now pay attention, because this is a very important message. He wanted to tell them, it doesn't take much. All he wanted was some crumbs, the leftovers, some extra, the scraps that fell from the table. I didn't have to mortgage the house. I didn't have to sell the boat. I didn't have to give up my business. It doesn't take much. You know, when at the end of life, I think God will ask us a question. I don't think he's going to ask us, you know, what did you do in your life that was special? What great things did you accomplish in your life? I think the question he's going to ask instead is, what did you do with the crumbs that fell from your table? Hopefully, we'll all be able to say, we made a bunch of people really happy.